I never met Allie, but I've been here, Judy and I've been here 10 years, and it's time for us to maybe take a little time back. And of all the planning we were doing, we had a good meeting Thursday night with Sarah Campbell. Sarah Campbell's looking forward to working with Allie. We've been meeting quarterly, or about quarterly, but they're going to change it now. Sarah's going to help us every month for a long time. And Ellie's got a heart for evangelism, going to live in the parsonage, and I feel as though since COVID we had a gut punch, and we've been doing a lot of things and trying to get the church moving again and growing again, and felt like, to use a football analogy, we were on the 20-yard line, we just couldn't get a touchdown. So sometimes when you do that and you got a game plan, and we had a game plan, we do have a game plan, sometimes you need a new quarterback. So looking forward, and one of the good things about our United Methodist polity, or the way we do things, is the church don't have to go out and hunt a pastor like some churches do and call them in and interview them, do all that. We follow the itinerant system, and the cabinet and the bishop uses, like Phil talking about, a lot of discernment, a lot of prayer to try to get somebody that can kind of blend in with the church and get the church going. So I'm excited for Bethel. I'm excited for Ellie. And I think she'll be good for our community.